Amen. As I said, Holy Spirit led me to continue with part two of Be Encouraged, reinforcing last Sunday's message. Even though our country is going through dire straits right now, we must encourage ourselves and tell others the truth. So we are not without hope. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 18 through 20. These two things cannot change. God cannot lie when he says something. And he can't lie when he makes an oath. So these two things are a great help to us who have come to God for safety. They encourage us to hold on to the hope that is ours. This hope is like an anchor for us. It is strong and sure and keeps us safe. It goes behind the curtain. Jesus has already entered through the open and opened the way for us. He has become the high priest forever, just like Melchizedek. And no, I didn't put that together with this till just now. What we sang about the veil. And this, what I'm going over now, was what I was getting last night when I saw the machine was blinking and listened to her message. And I said, why not? Encouragement leads to encouragement. That's what we're here for, to encourage one another. See, while the news outlets and most social media outlets want us to believe evil has won. See, that's just not the truth. John 16:33, the Passion Translation, tells us this. And everything I've taught you is so that the peace which is in me, this is Jesus speaking, will be in you. And will give you great confidence as you rest in me. You hear that, Shirley? Rest in me. For in this unbelieving world, you will experience trouble and sorrows. But you must be courageous, for I have conquered the world. Now, Romans 8:37. The Passion Translation. Yet even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. How many of them, Tim?
All.
For God has made us to be more than conquerors, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Victory over what? Over what?
Everything.
There you go. Over everything. And what his demonstrated love got to do with it?
Everything.
All right. Got to be confident.
Yeah.
You know the answers. The Holy Spirit's in you. There's a connection that's been made. It's the Holy Spirit who's connecting us. Don't hold back. When you got it in you and you feel it coming out, you let it out in Jesus' name. That's what he wants us to do.
Yes.
Romans 12:21, the Passion Translation. Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good. Jesus tells us to love our enemies and do good to them. Yeah, that's Luke 6:35. See, we are to show kindness and do good to our enemies. It can lead to repentance, and a once enemy can become a friend. It is possible. And if not, well, you will be rewarded for your acts of kindness. A kinder, more gentler Pastor Jack. See, I say it for me. You should say it over yourselves. Hey, it worked. My wife confessed it over me for years. It took a lot of years. But kinder, more gentler. Okay, Psalm 31, verse 24 of the American Standard Version. There, be strong and let your heart take courage. All you that hope in Jehovah. Jehovah is the one in control with all power and all authority. That is the description of Jehovah in the Hebrew. Okay? So you know, I'm not making that up. Okay. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage each other every day when you still have something called today. Seal on that one for a second. Huh? Help each other so that none of you will be fooled by sin and become too hard to change. Oh, that's the word. We have the honor of sharing in all that Christ has if we continue until the end to have the sure faith we had in the beginning. It's a long walk, folks. And you gotta stay strong. Mm-hmm. Do you still believe you're going to heaven? Do you still believe that in death there is no pain for us? Yeah, that's what it is. Because a lot of people, they start to wane from that.
They do.
They do. Yes. They actually don't. They start to question after they've been here for so long. That's because they're not getting the word. They're not even taking time to word up themselves. We got to be there to encourage them, to get them back on track. Not to beat them up. A kinder, more gentler, compassionate way is to motivate them and get to them through love. Amen, everything. We are to encourage each other to keep the faith. Each and every one of us are to stay in the fight and fight the good fight of faith daily. It involves running from sin and pursuing things such as righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness, to name a few. Fighting the good fight of faith is about making a choice, surely. Everything is a choice for us. A choice to pursue God's will and a life of faith on a daily basis. In Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, New King James says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That means he's going to make it smooth and straight. Just like the new broadhead out there, huh?
Yeah, whew. That's right.
They need to do all the roads. Hallelujah. Yeah. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. So we don't look at the troubles we see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we can't see will last forever. If we continue to focus on the circumstances and troubles that surround us, we will not see any hope of victory in our future. See, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. I like where Jesus said, sanctify, John 17:17, sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth. Jesus is praying to the Father here and states a fact. Your word is truth. This is a strong statement of Jesus' confidence in the veracity of Scripture. People's opinions may vary and experiences are notoriously untrustworthy, but God's word always remains true. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Yeah. A promise is a promise with God.
That's right.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. All of God's promises concerning Christ are true and trustworthy, and a big yes and amen. Through our relationship with him, all of God's promises are available to us. Again, we are heirs to the promises of God through Christ. An heir is a partaker of benefits that accompany salvation. Jesus did not die for himself, but he died for our benefits. For our benefits that we can get. Believers in Christ are joint heirs with Christ. In other words, born-again children of God, which you all are fellow inheritors of the inheritance God had given to Christ. Romans 8, 14 through 17. This is what enforces that for you. Because you got to understand that. What Christ inherited, we also inherit. When we are born again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Jesus' statement of fact in John 17, 17 about the word, when he says, your word is truth. Yes. Now, with that in mind, John 8, 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
I pray this word this morning is encouraging,
yes,
and it is setting each and every one of you free. Free from the fear and the worrying. Don't believe what you hear. You got to look at it. Got to be very, you know, God created us. He gave us a mind and told us to use it. You got to use your mind. You need to exercise the mind. And you do that by doing your research on what's truly going on. Because you'll hear things, and if your spirit goes, yuck. And see, that's when you know you're worded up, because you'll be able to pick it up. You pick it up real quick. And if you haven't seen, make sure you see Leanne's shirt before you leave today. Best of you. I don't know if you saw it yet. Hallelujah. You'll like it. Makes a pretty clear statement. So in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 of the Message Bible, it reads, so speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope, so you'll all be together in this. No one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. We have to keep encouraging one another.
Amen.
I know when I'm down, there's different people that they'll pick up on and they speak encouraging words to me. And it's through the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get to that. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, I like what it tells us here. Don't use foul and abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them.
Yeah.
Everything we say is to be good, helpful, and uplifting. Words that bring encouragement to our fellow believers. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you say can mean life or death. Yeah. I'm letting you think on that one for a moment. That was, by the way, that second part there was from the International Children's Bible. Makes it real simple, doesn't it? Our words are seeds. When we are speaking words of life, we plant seeds with words. When we encourage, speak love, and build others up. Our relationships nurture, grow, and flourish from these words. When we plant seeds with our words, we are speaking life into others that grow abundantly.
Yes.
Proverbs 15:4, NIV. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Lord, put a guard over our mouths. Keep a watch over the doors of our lips. Is that not what the scriptures tell us? Psalm 141, verse 3. If you're looking where I'm quoting it from. Now, Hebrews 10:24-25. Yeah, this is all to encourage you this morning. We should think about each other to see how we can encourage each other to show love and do good works. We must not quit meeting together, as some are doing. No, we need to keep on encouraging each other. This becomes more and more important as you see the day getting closer. Do it while you have today. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. It is more important than ever to gather in God's house to hear His word. I said together. And when it comes to worshiping together, there's nothing like it. Can I get an amen on that one?
Yeah.
That's right. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Amplified Classic says, "It is the Lord who goes before you." That's who goes before us, the Lord. He will march with you. He will not fail you or let you go or forsake you. Let there be no cowardice or flinching, but fear not, neither become broken in spirit, depressed, dismayed, or unnerved with alarm. God was speaking of that through Moses, and he's speaking it. We're speaking it to them, but it's for right now. It's for today. It's for us.
Amen. Yeah.
It's for us. See, it's the Lord who goes before us. The Spirit of the Lord gave this to me to share with all of you here. And I'm going to give it just away. We are to shift out of granny gear and gear up with greater speed and force for a more rapid advancement, taking back lost ground which belongs to us, the church. And to do this is one thing that I said, okay, all right. So I pray for all of you to have the heart of David and to have the wisdom of Solomon and the tenacity of the Apostle Paul.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting more and more encouraged.
That's right.
Psalm 57, verse 7. Hey, I'm going back to the original. This is King James. My heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. David says, my heart is fixed, meaning that it was immovable. His trust was in the Lord, and all cause for fear then was removed from his heart. He says, I will sing and give praise. You got to remember, David was a warrior, but he was also a worshiper.
Yes, sir.
Be encouraged, church.
Yes.
Fix your heart upon the Lord, and all cause for fear will be removed from your heart. And that's when you'll find that peace. The peace that God promised. The peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a tranquil state. It's a place where you find yourself at rest. At rest. Yeah, you won't be looking at the pocketbook. You won't be looking at where your source comes. You'll be looking to God. You look at you, because don't focus on that. Focus on what you can do with it for Him and watch it multiply. Watch it multiply. And He will rebuke the devourer for your sake when you honor Him. So that means He can't take your finances and He can't take your health. We forget that. Can't take your health. There were so many things going through me this morning, sitting when we were worshiping. They were encouraging to me. I think He was speaking to me. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was on a little bit of a downer. And I came to the church to be able to study and not be distracted. And that's when some other things going. But Jen, you're picking that up. Just lifted me up. And I said, yeah. I just needed to hear that, because that told me that you were listening. And if anyone was listening, you were. And the encouragement you felt that needed to be shared. And it was. It was so timely. But it lifted me up from that little bit of a downer state. And then, man, did things open up. Like I say, so much more came. And some things I changed. Okay. Remember, in its etymology, the word encouragement literally means to put in courage. The courage portion actually comes from the Latin word for heart. So if you think about that, courage is a force that originates in the heart. Okay? Because emotions will fail us in times of crisis and trouble. The mind, invaded by numerous scenarios and the what-ifs, will often flounder in times of uncertainty, fear, and indecision. Courage formed in the heart is a proven force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
Heart courage is the only safe source of strength in these troubling times we are in. In Psalm 112, verse 7, New American Standard Bible, 1995 version, because there's others, so yeah. And this is what the psalmist writes, and it's the advantages of having faith in God. It says, they do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. And the Holy Spirit told me, he says, you know, we have to make that one personal. So I want you to say this with me. And this is the scripture, but we're going to make it personally. I do not fear bad news.
I do not fear bad news.
I confidently trust the Lord.
To care for me.
I am confident and fearless. And can face my foes triumphantly. See, that's how you build encouragement.
Yes.
You take that scripture and you make it personal for you. Because we face evil every day. We're in this world, but we're not part of this world. Remember that.
Amen.
Don't fall into the deception and try to become part of the world, because it will lead to your destruction.
Amen.
It will lead to a life of misery. That's right. You got it, my brother. Courage emanating from the heart will never fail us. And to think we can actually put this courage into the heart of another with our words, that truly incredible. The Greek word translated as encourage, also translated comfort, is parakleto. Interestingly, in one of its different forms, paraklete, it is used as a name of Holy Spirit, usually translated as comforter or helper. Holy Spirit doesn't simply want to give us pep talks and to lift up our emotions. He wants to put an immovable force of strength into our hearts, our courage center. So remember, if your heart fails you, we can't let that happen. And he wants us to do this for others. 2 Corinthians Chapter 1, verse 4. Again, the NASB 1995 edition. And it reads, who comforts us all? Well, who being here is Holy Spirit. So it reads, Holy Spirit comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any, or literally when you look up, every affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Gotta let that all sink in for a second. But that's amazing. Holy Spirit wants to strengthen the hearts of others through us. Through us. Okay. Every one of us is created in God's image and after his likeness. Therefore, we have the same creative, declarative power in the words we speak. God comforts us, enabling us to become comforters. The comfort that God gives to us becomes a gift we can share with others. The willingness to share it reflects the sincerity of our faith and our love. Because John 13:35 sums it up. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Others will recognize us as believers by our deeds of love for one another. What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
That's better. Holy Spirit's connected all the way around now. See, it's like a circuit board. It just weaves its way around, and then it comes back to its originating point. That's how God's Word works. And when a connection's made, you can see the brightness. You can see the eyes that light up, and the spirit's lifted in here. You can see the heaviness actually lifting off of everyone. Because nobody's caring about the world right now. What you're hearing is you're hearing from God. You're hearing God's Word. And it's really inspiring and encouraging you. And you don't have a care in the world right now. You don't have any worries.
Amen.
And I can't wait till Therese gets ready. Daba Shalom is what I'm confessing over each and every one of you. Daba Shalom. You need to be claiming that over your granddaughter, because when you hear what it means, you're going to say, oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, right now, I'm tingly because of that. And I'm trying to with keep it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must constantly be encouraging others to keep the faith, confidently trusting in Him. In Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from God. That person will be like a bush in the wasteland. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that spreads out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries. In a year of drought, it never fails to bear fruit. In these troubling times we are in, we are trusting, if we are trusting in mere man, we will be impoverished and spiritually weak, and we will have no place to draw strength from. But if our confidence is in the Lord, we'll have abundant strength, not only for our needs, but for the needs of others. I didn't say finances. That is another route. But I'm just telling you, we need to be there. If we're built up and have that strength, then we're going to be able to lift up our brothers and sisters. You know, because sometimes they get weighed down. They get stuck in that, and they can't get out of that. And we got to reach down and pull them up out of that mire. Get them up out of there. God's not here to do it. He's got us to do that for them.
That's right.
He is working through us.
Amen.
We are His mouthpiece.
Yes.
We are His hands,
yes.
His legs. Yes. Think about that. Encourage one another in the Lord.
Yeah.
Proverbs 3, verses 25 and 26. You have no reason to fear a sudden disaster or the destruction that comes to the wicked.
Yes.
You can trust the Lord to protect you.
Yes.
He will not let you fall into harm. Yep. And let's make that personal. And hold that. Hold that for 1 second. We're going to make that personal. Okay, ready? I have no reason to fear sudden disaster,
to fear sudden disaster,
or the destruction That comes to the wicked. I can trust the Lord to protect me. He will not let me fall into harm. Now, my brother, this is time for He, God Himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you. Assuredly not. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that circuitry is just flowing in here right now. Do not fear or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. What's going around in the world and in our nation, do not get worked up. Or don't let fear overcome you. As I said, don't get in a vein. God is working things out. And we must do our part. And we got to pray. We got to intercede. That's why it's good to get together on prayer nights.
That's right, Pastor. Come on.
But anytime we do it, we have prayer here on Thursday mornings, which is awesome.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And most of all, we got to be trusting in Him. Confidently trusting in Him. See, He is one who will not be mocked. No way. He's the one sitting there just making that kind of noise. Expert zero? Okay, I'm just going to say. All right. You have to see Leanne for that. Jesus' words to the young synagogue ruler. When he was told his daughter was dead, nothing could change that now. Jesus simply said, simply believe. Simply believe in me to do what I said I would do. He said he would come and heal his daughter, and he did. That's what he asked him. Come to my house and heal my daughter. And Jesus said, I will. Now simply believe in what I just stated to you. So Jesus is speaking, I believe, today and saying, simply believe in me to do what I said I would do for your nation. America shall be saved. He said it through the prophets. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. God is a just God, and He always gives to each person what they deserve. The punishment of the wicked is as sure as the deliverance of the righteous. Our Elohim, creator of the universe, is the Lord Jehovah, the one in control with all power and with all authority. Ephesians 6:10. I'm going to read it just the way it is. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in His power. His mighty power. Amen. Father, thank you for sending the great Comforter, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for infusing strength supernaturally into us, making us steadfast and immovable. Through you, we have heart courage. We declare today that with your strength, we will not yield to the forces of darkness in the world. We will not grow weary in our doing well, our prayers and decrees. We mount up with wings like eagles, running without getting tired, walking without fainting. Your strength empowers us. Your wind lifts us. We are like trees planted by water. Our roots are deep and strong. With hearts like David, we run to the battle. With faith like Abraham, We hope when it seems there is none, and believe in the face of the impossible. With determination like Paul, we press toward the mark. We are of God, and will overcome the forces of darkness. In the power and authority, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And if you can agree with that,